You are not going to believe what Russian President Vladimir Putin just authorized for all Westerners sick of wokeness. This is a huge development in the changing of the world order as we've known it, and I'm going to show you exactly what it all means. I'm Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, and we're going to see the stunning new development that just came out of Russia today and how it promises to be a game changer for traditionalists all over the West. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's dive right in. According to the Russian news outlet TASS, Russian President Vladimir Putin has just issued a decree that offers sanctuary to all Westerners who want to escape the woke neoliberal order that has completely infected our political and cultural institutions. It's a brand new executive order straight from the desk of President Putin that's offering special assistance to any Westerner who wants to escape, quote, destructive neoliberal ideals and move to within the protective confines of the traditionalist Christianity of the Russian Federation. The decree allows for particularly Westerners to apply for temporary residence in Russia without needing to meet the usual requirements, such as knowledge of the Russian language or its history. All that's needed is a commitment on the part of the applicants to uphold the traditionalist spiritual and moral values of Russian society. The Russian government will compile a list of countries promoting these unhealthy attitudes, and the foreign ministry will begin issuing visas to such applicants as early as September. Now, obviously, this is absolutely, it's a fascinating development, to say the least, and as little as 30 years ago, this would have been unfathomable. During the Cold War, it was the United States, particularly under Ronald Reagan, that defended traditionalist Christian values over and against the repressive atheism of the Soviet regime. Today, astonishingly, it's the United States that's now embraced that repressive onslaught in the form of Marxist wokeness. And no one appears to understand that better, again, ironically, than Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin, as I'm sure you know, has long been a major international critic of globalist values and left-wing wokeness. At the beginning of Putin's tenure in the early 2000s, he began to implement measures involving protecting Russia's, quote, spiritual security, which is considered a subset of national security in a number of policy documents issued by the Putin administration. The Russian government's focus on spiritual security has been designed as a primary measure by which traditional Russian values, embodied particularly by the Russian Orthodox Church, can be protected and perpetuated in the midst of globalized assaults. And so, astonishingly, the Russian Federation's conception of national security actually includes protecting the nation's cultural, spiritual, and moral legacy, and the religious traditions and standards of public and social life, all in an effort to reawaken the uniqueness of Russian culture in a revitalized civilization state. Nothing has symbolized this new union between church and state more than the recent unveiling of the so-called Armed Forces Cathedral. It's a breathtaking architectural tour de force that was just built a few years back at a military theme park and exhibition center near Moscow, and it opened its doors to mark the 75th anniversary of the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany in World War II, what the Russians referred to as the Great Patriotic War. The cathedral is a stunning monument of the new Russia that has risen out of the ashes of Soviet communism, a Russia that has returned to its Orthodox Christian roots as a new civilization state that seeks to reawaken a renewed traditionalist world, one that finally brings an end to the destructive practices of globalism and the liberal wokeness that leaves so much moral devastation in its wake. Hey gang, you need to stop putting off what you know you need to do right now, and that's click on that link below and secure the deed to your home once and for all. Just bite the bullet, gang. That's all you got to do to protect your most valuable asset, which is your home. Now, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find your deed, forge your signature, refile as the new owner of your home, take out tons of loans using your home's equity, and then they stick you with all the debt. Don't think homeowners insurance is going to rescue you from this, because it's not. That's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected 24/7. Click on that link below right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. Then just enter your address for your no-obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. That's $100 value, absolutely, totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
But the world is diverse, and we must keep up with this diversity, and that's what we're doing. And it is not us losing the European elements, the elements of European culture. It's just the fact that the part of Europe that is called the Western Europe is losing the European culture. Soon they will only have a monument to tell about that distant past. But the minds of people are being poisoned by the liberalists who prioritize not the interests of their own people or their cultural code, but some far-fetched ideas of global liberalism. And we are becoming centers of traditional European culture, by definition.
Those are the recent remarks of Putin regarding the West losing its distinctively Christian civilizational identity, all the while Russia is putting a premium on maintaining that identity. Here's Putin defending Christianity and the traditional family at a recent conference, where he contrasts Russia's civilization project with that of a morally decaying West. And ask yourself, what Western leader, even a so-called Christian leader, is actually talking like this?
Мы видим, как многие евроатлантические страны фактически пошли по пути отказа от своих корней, в том числе и от христианских ценностей, составляющих основу западной цивилизации. Отрицаются нравственные начала и любая традиционная идентичность, национальная, культурная, религиозная или даже половая. Проводится политика, ставящая на один уровень многодетную семью и однополое партнерство, веру в Бога или веру в сатану. Эксцессы политкорректности доходят до того, что всерьез говорится о регистрации партий, ставящих своей целью пропаганду педофилии. Люди во многих европейских странах стыдятся и боятся говорить о своей религиозной принадлежности. Праздники отменяют уже. Или называют их как-то по-другому, стыдливо прячут саму суть этого праздника, нравственную основу этих праздников. И эту модель пытаются агрессивно навязывать всем, всему миру. Убежден, это прямой путь к деградации и примитивизации, глубокому демографическому и нравственному кризису. Что еще может быть большим свидетельством морального кризиса человеческого социума, как не утрата способности к самовоспроизводству? А сегодня практически все развитые страны уже не могут воспроизводить себя, причем даже с помощью миграции. Без ценностей, заложенных в христианстве и других мировых религиях, без формирования тысячелетиями, без формировавшихся тысячелетиями норм морали и нравственности, люди неизбежно утратят человеческое достоинство. И мы считаем естественным и правильным эти ценности отстаивать. Нужно уважать право любого меньшинства на отличие, но и право большинства. Право большинства не должно быть поставлено под сомнение.
Now, if you're listening by way of our 20 million podcast downloads, that was President Putin excoriating the West for walking away from its Christian foundations, from turning away from Christian civilization, and in its place, embracing insanity, embracing the woke norms of gender neutrality and multiple genders, which Putin and the Russian population largely see as, frankly, utterly insane. And again, the irony to all of this is that you'd be hard-pressed to find a single major pulpit in the West even remotely talking like that. defending the traditional family and traditional morality and Christian civilization, like you just heard, or better, read in the English subtitles. We can't do that. I mean, you hear this from pulpits all over. We can't do that. We might be offending our parishioners. The world is indeed changing. It's changing in ways we never imagined. Orthodox Christian Russia is back. Christian America and Christian Europe, they're largely reeling. We'll have to see how many Westerners actually take up President Putin on his offer for a safe haven away from all things woke. But let's not lose sight of the fact that the very offer itself is a sign that a traditionalist world is indeed rising and winning.